From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of March. We'll start overseas, and in Uganda, lawmakers have passed sweeping anti-gay legislation which proposes tough new penalties for same-sex relationships. Now, homosexuality is already illegal in Uganda, but the new legislation could see offenders face life imprisonment or even the death penalty for aggravated offences. The bill will now go to the Ugandan president, who can choose to veto it or sign it into law. Still overseas, and we could soon know more about the origins of COVID-19, US intelligence agencies have been investigating any links between the outbreak and a lab in Wuhan in China, and now President Joe Biden has signed into law a bill requiring their intel to be declassified within 90 days. Back home now, and there was a horrible accident in Adelaide this morning. Two teenage school students were hit by a truck as they walked across a pedestrian crossing. Both of the 16-year-olds were taken to hospital. One of them is in a critical condition. To sport, tennis legend Martina Navratilova has revealed that she is now cancer-free. The good news comes after she revealed in January that she'd been diagnosed with throat and breast cancer. Martina told Piers Morgan earlier today that when she first got diagnosed, she thought she might only have a year to live.
You know, the bucket list comes into mind with all the things that I want to do. And this may sound really shallow, but this came into my mind. It's like, okay, which kick-ass car do I really want to drive if I only have like a year?
So you were really thinking.
That's what I was thinking about, yeah.
You might only have a year to live.
I totally thought that. When I didn't know where it was coming from, that's a definite possibility.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To entertainment news, Lizzo has announced that she's bringing her world tour down under, and it's about damn time. She's going to head to Australia this July with shows in Perth, Melbourne and Sydney. Lizzo will also headline this year's Splendour in the Grass in Byron. And finally, the Australian podcast ranker has revealed the top podcast in the country. It's the Kyle and Jackie O Show's podcast, which had 4.7 million downloads last month. Good on you guys. That's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcasts.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.